CJLO, 1690 AM. What you just heard there before the break was a band called Choose Your Own Adventure. That's right, is it? That starts off the same. It's the same. No, Chuzo is the name of the band. Bruised and Broken was the name of that track off of MTMD, which you already know stands for Maximum Threshold, Minimum Decay. But I'll say it once more just in case everyone forgot. Is there a reason that you have it as a shortened MTMD? Is that?
Oh, there's a good reason.
Oh, okay. Okay. You just didn't want to say it over and over again.
Yeah, Maximum Threshold. Like you're making it. But like, well, I'm screw it. I'm just gonna say something on the air that I should be saying, but I'm gonna divulge a secret.
Okay.
About the title. So Maximum Threshold, Minimum Decay. Even though like the four words together sound like really cool, and it, that did give us like a concept for the album, Maximum Threshold of Life, Minimum Decay. You're going through life, it's really hard, and then Minimum Decay, you come out the other side with minimum decay upon your soul, not so many bruises, no broken bones, and you're still alive, and you're still here, and you're still strong. Fantastic concept. Nonetheless.
But.
Wait for it. Chan. It's actually a pedal pun.
Yeah, okay.
You got it?
Yeah, you got it. I was like, Threshold Decay, I have a feeling I know it, but maybe. Yeah. Maybe this is a deep... Sometimes things don't have to be deep. Yeah. That's another thing that I think.
But when I just came out with the English, I'm actually doing the setup on the Maximum Threshold. Like, oh, that's a good name for an album. That was just came out from like the idea. So, but on both ends, yes, the concept of Maximum Threshold, Minimum Decay is a very philosophical, deep concept that we put in the album, coming out of the words of a pedal pun. There you go. Secrets out. Oops, nobody figured it out. It's been, what, months that I put this out? And no one put two and two together. Like, nobody. So, if we're a band that uses the Boss HM2, which is a noisy pedal, what pedal do you think I use to make sure it's not noisy?
It's interesting because a lot of the... here's something that I've noticed is that, like, a lot of bands, when they talk about... like, you can determine what type of band you're talking to based on how they talk about... music things, and that is even it's strange to hear a band talk about or someone talk about loving the riff, which is always like, that's like the stoner rock motto, like the riff is all that's important, man.
Was it the band Down had a t-shirt, the riff compels me.
Yes,
the power of the riff compels me.
So there's that, but then also talking about kind of the technical aspect of it, which is not something that usually you hear about. It's interesting because not only is it reflected in your sound, but also in the way that you're approaching kind of the writing and the thoughts about the band. So it's an interesting kind of thing to see, because I think it kind of separates when a band is doing something because they're genuinely like invested in it versus someone bands, you know, the bands that like, we're putting these things together because not we want to, but also like we know that's probably going to do good. Yeah. People are going to like it.
Yeah.
And so there's a different kind of way that they describe their music versus what you've been saying during the course of this, which I appreciate a lot. It feels more, I don't want to say more authentic, but that is kind of what I mean about it.
Well, you could just say it's more nerdy. It's okay, though. Yeah, we're big nerds.
We are giant, giant freaking nerds.
What? In metal? Yeah. Nerds? No, no, that can't be true.
No, they're all like church burners and whatnot.
Let's get...
political.
I'm gonna try to stay away. I'm already in a fight with my family about politics now. So,
aren't we all?
Yes. Oh, man. Let's talk about like the philosophy of music right now, though.
Okay.
Because I am interested in the fact that now that we have the kind of, in theory, demise of TikTok that's happening. Yeah. And there was the large critique that people would give that, oh, well, TikTok's ruining people's ability to listen to music because they're only going to hear, like, I've had a teacher who was here before tell me, all my students, they don't want to listen to a 3-minute long song. They want to listen to a 30-second song, and that's it. Do you think that streaming in general, whether it be, like, through Spotify or TikTok or whatever, has done... net positive or net negative for music?
Depends on the platform. On the positive aspect, and I'm the first one to say this, YouTube is the best distributor of any music on planet Earth.
Interesting.
Back in the 2000s, you just put on burn a CD, put on the page of it, put on a YouTube page, mm-hmm. and that will go quicker than any distribution and any streaming back in the day in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Today, still bands use YouTube as, you know, showing the lyric video or the presentation lyric. It's just like one picture and it's the song behind it. And that I know that I found many bands in many genres like that. So on this, at least in my opinion, for the platform of YouTube, yeah, it's been nothing but great for independent musicians to get the distribution out there much more quicker and much more available. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're talking about specifically TikTok, I'm sorry, you're not a music fan if you just like 30 seconds of music. You're not a music fan. You are a poser.
I mean,
I'm saying it to your face. You are a poser.
Very strong argument to be made, yes.
You are a poser. You listen to music from beginning to end. You get emotional with it. You listen to an album beginning to end, no skipping. This is the difference between music appreciators, real music lovers, and the rest of y'all posers that are start crying about TikTok and what the hell not. I have zero sympathy for that. And if anything, I suppose that from the younger generation that got more bigger with the new gays and bands, I'm thinking, also the hardcore bands like Knock Loose, or getting into the new shoegaze bands like Super Heaven and other ones that I just skipped my mind right now. But they got famous, I think, like those little 30-second clips and during the COVID years that everybody sat and had the song in the background kind of thing. That made them famous, cool, and it spread their music and garnered them a fan base. Fantastic. Mm. But that's just really a small sample. That's really a small sample of what could be distributed properly if you are a true music fan. True music fans will find the music or will be distracted by the music and think, oh, I want to listen to that. And not put it as a background of a freaking video. Not put any in the background when you're listening to stuff or working out. You're not music fans. You're just, you know, music commodities. Mm. It's a commodity for you rather than what's us for us.
Yeah.
You and anybody who I'm thinking was listening who own a record and it's vinyl and you get excited when you pull it out and you smell it, you put it on the record. I get excited when I find an old cassette in a flea market. Oh shit, it's a Slayer, Scissors in the Abyss, and I just pull it out and put it in the all those sounds. It's something that we love. And I got zero sympathy for the people that go, oh, music not gonna be distributed for all those kids who like TikTok and 30-second samples. Dude, be a DJ.
That's true.
A bad DJ. The sample DJ. The bad DJ.
I get it. Yeah. I know. I'm very bad at DJing because I'll play whole songs and people apparently hate that.
Just a few things. I'm always wondering, where's the option on Spotify to be like, play the full album?
Right?
Where is it? Like, why does it just go to another band, another song every time? I was like, what?
It's also so bad. Like, I've listened to, I know, this past year, I was listening to a track from Bones UK, who are great. I love them. Anyone who hasn't listened to Bones UK, you should. Not quite, well, I played it on this show. I don't need to explain it to everybody. You all know. But I listened to a track, continuously, and they put out a full record, and Spotify didn't tell me that came out at all. Very weird. It's like their algorithm specifically has gotten way worse somehow. But I mean, the way Spotify is, they keep getting way worse all the time. So I can only believe that is probably intentional or somehow.
It's all paid promo right now. Mm-hmm. So
that's maybe also a better question would be, what was better for music overall, what we have today with the streaming platforms or the gatekeepers back in the day, the A&R guys who were discovering bands and making bands and not making bands or getting their promotion, wanting no promotion. Like the typical A&R guy will go to a punk show and the underground meet in the back, see if the guy's got merit to be in the record label. I honestly do not know. If it wasn't for some saying A&R guy, we wouldn't have Nirvana.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also a weird kind of thing. The argument you could ask is, which is worse, when all the labels decided to just buy up records and bands and then never release those things or do any push for them, or what Spotify is doing now, which is give zero money to bands. Like, which is one of these is a worse way to go with, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and on one, a record is out there in theory, but it's not being pushed to anyone. Mm-hmm. On another, it's a crapshoot if it gets pushed to anyone, but it's out there in theory that anyone can hear. So, it's a weird toss up. I never know where to fall on it either. Mm-hmm. Like, as someone who wants bands to succeed and wants more music, it's bad, I would think. Mm-hmm. Like, but has music ever been, has the industry ever been good, is, I guess,
it's never
the
been,
real question.
Honestly, no, I think it's never been good. It's been, there's been moments of recognition of your, of the genre, of the movement of your time. You lived the 90s, you lived the grunge, you lived the new metal, you lived the rise and fall of boy bands, if you're into that type of thing. And so I think it's, it was manufactured to an extent up until Nirvana, because Nirvana, I think, was the only one that broke the mold. Like, we're doing this thing, and everybody had to catch up to them, and not the other way around. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it was kind of almost like prefab, like, oh, let's release, like, oh, new metal's kind of popping up, so let's push this there. Oh, like the new boy bands from, like, you know, there were Backstreet Boys and NSYNC kind of popped up almost at the same time, and then they're right off the tails of Spice Girls, and that, oh, let's promote that. And so I think the power of the record labels to, like, more or less influence pop culture has diminished a lot. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, what the lack of that kind of, I feel that the positive of it is that if there's a band that's popular today, it's genuinely popular because of its own merit rather than being pushed by a band or not. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. There always are. But I'm not a hardcore kid, but I can see why Turnstile, they're big and they're great. They're a great freaking band.
Correct.
There's nothing about it. They deserve to be in the big stages. They deserve to be having stages in, like, Manchester, UK, and kids like dropping from the second floor to, like, go mosh with them. They deserve it. They got the, they've earned it. Other bands is questionable. Other bands, I think, is kind of almost like friends of bands who's become popular for the sake of being popular. But I don't know. I am not a guy who spends too much time either on TikTok or on Instagram or on basically. I'm a guy who writes music, puts it online, has a publicist, hopefully they can help me out, put it out there, and that's it. That's all I got. And on the bright side, I'm glad that we got distribution now, because we don't have cassettes, we don't have vinyl to sell directly. But then there's the other aspect of, you know, Post Malone releases one song, it's insta-millionaire, and I barely got zero negative 5 cents in my freaking distro kit. So it's an open-ended discussion. I think no one is wrong, no one is right, but as long as everyone's enjoying the music and actually enjoying it for the sake of music and not for the popularity or for the scene, that's all good with me.
True. Well, unfortunately, we
did
must
talk
end
too
it
much.
There.
We must.
We must end it there.
No.
So thank you guys for coming in and
thank you for inviting us,
Andrew.
This is an honor, a huge honor.
And thank all of you for listening. I will catch you next week. Check out Chuzo on their Bandcamp, on the social medias, all of the places where you find music. You know where to go. Yep. I don't need to tell you. So thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yep. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And keep it locked. More CJLO programming coming up after this. Enjoy.